Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's a little after 5:30 a.m. on a Monday morning here in England, and I'm out walking. I've not done a lot of walking recently, and I've not done anything that's healthy over the past 4 months. Since my aborted pack life adventure where the plan was to live out of a backpack for a year. Since I had to stop doing that, I've become unhealthy. I've not walked, I've not cycled much at all. And as a consequence of doing no exercise and sitting at home, working from home, eating the wrong foods, I've become out of shape and put a stone and a half of weight on. Just over a stone of weight. I was 11.3 stone at that time, and I'm now 12.8 stone. And I need to be 11 stone to be in tip-top shape, and 11 stone of fitness, not just 11 stone. So, I've noticed this anyway. I've been looking at myself in the mirror and realising that my belly has become pot belly. My thighs have become, well, they touch when I stand still, and they don't normally. I normally are quite firm and quite toned. And my son, Oliver, has started telling me that I look like Ian Beale. Ian Beale, for those of you who don't know, is a character from a TV show here in England called EastEnders. Ian Beale is played by the actor Adam Woodgett, and he's very famous here in England. But he does look like a barrel of lard, his physique. Big barrel body, belly, but a slimmish chap. He's normally not much taller than me. I think he's roughly a similar sort of height to me. But the good living has certainly, over the years, has taken its toll on his physique. And the Adam Woodgett or the Ian Beale look is not a look we want to emulate. And although I'm not emulating it, I am certainly looking like it. And if that's not incentive enough to tell you by your son that you're looking like a character that doesn't look very healthy, then I don't know what is to get fit. So I've created myself a couple of hashtags. One called 5 before 7. Hashtag 5 before 7. That is for me to walk or cycle 5 miles before 7 o'clock in the morning, at least 5 miles, 5 being the minimum. And that's part of an overall bigger campaign called Fit Before 8, where I do some kind of exercise, cycling and walking being part of that, or going to the gym, which I'll certainly be going to the gym. My local gymnasium starts and swimming baths start at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I want to spend an hour there sometimes to get healthy. So the two tags, 5 before 7, 5 miles cycling and walking before 7 a.m. and fit before 8, worked in conjunction with a better healthy eating plan, I'm hoping will get my physique and my overall healthness back into something I can be proud of again. I have a few friends who are working on their own fitness strategies, and a very good friend of mine, Stuart, aka Lone Walker UK on Twitter, he doesn't use Audioboo, he's also on a fitness campaign, and he's ahead of me. He's doing very well at the moment, lost 3.5 kilos in only a few months, and I'm very proud of him. And that has also given me the incentive and the impetus to do something for myself. I don't know where I'm going now. Which way shall I go? I'll go this way. I'm walking off the road now around some fields and tracks, but it's so dark and I've got my head torch on. But everything looks different in the dark. Doesn't matter where I walk or anything like that, it's just to get the miles in. So, yes, fit before 8, 5 before 7. part of a healthier campaign. I'm also starting to watch my diet. I get my new Samsung Galaxy Note 4 on Friday, and I'm waiting until then because before I really start monitoring my progress. I've started today on the general fitness, but on Friday I shall set my phone up with the various apps I need and want to help me monitor my fitness. And the Galaxy Note 4 comes with built-in pedometer as part of encouraging people with that phone to get healthy. And I can link that pedometer to my FitnessPal, which is what I will do. And that way I'll be able to monitor my eating and walking. My eating and walking, link them together, and have nice readouts in a graph, in charts that will tell me how well I'm doing on losing weight. It won't tell me how fit I am particularly, but I know that myself. I say I'm unfit. Although I put the weight on, years of walking and cycling, you don't lose all that fitness straight away, and I walk at a brisk pace anyway. And I'm walking at a brisk pace and talking to you here on Audio Boo, and I'm not overly out of breath, which is a good sign. But I do need to build up these levels of fitness. And the other thing I'm doing as well is quitting smoking. I've talked about this many times on Audio Boo over the years. Never managed it. But I was shamed recently when a friend of mine, Nina, here on Audio Boo is Smyrny Outdoors and on all good networks, who's now managed to give up smoking for a year. She was talking about having a slight relapse, but it didn't really affect her whole program. She had a few cigarettes at a particularly stressful time, but they didn't cause her to carry on smoking. She was strong enough to carry on quitting. And I was sort of, I was shamed by it, but also inspired by it. Because I know that Nina struggles with cigarettes over the years, trying to give up, and it's been a big bane for her. And if Nina can do it, I can do it, that's for sure. There's people like Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, who is working on giving up smoking. I'm not sure how Phil's doing at the moment. I'm hoping he's managed to quit. And a few of my friends here on Audio Boom and other networks who are going through similar programs to give up smoking, get fit, get healthy. And why not? I'm 47 years of age. And over the past few years, I've been proud of my fitness. And I'm not proud of it at the moment. So I need to lose weight, and that's what I'm doing anyway. So I'm out hiking. Well, walking, not hiking. No backpack or anything. I'm just out walking this morning. Trying to get at least 5 miles in before 7 o'clock. And I'm monitoring my progress really at the moment on shareyouradventure.com, Daylight Gambler, Phil Sorrell's website, where I'm just going to record my morning walks or cycle rides, put them all together in one big combination map so I can keep a track of what I'm doing that way. There are better systems, if you like, for keeping track. Phil won't ever really advocate his website as a way of keeping accurate data on your exercise, but I like it and it works for me. I don't need anything too accurate. And as I'm walking, I'm using ViewRanger to record via GPS where I'm going, and that's quite accurate on your mileage. So there we go. Enjoying a morning walk. Day one of forever, hopefully. A part of a whole new fitness strategy for myself. Thanks for listening. Been a bit long and winding this boo, I'm afraid. And as always, if applicable, God bless.